Gunfire near a college campus. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Police in Blacksburg, Virginia say multiple people were shot at a hookah lounge near Virginia Tech. The extent of their injuries unclear.
The shooting prompted Virginia Tech to send out an alert urging students to shelter in place. But at this point, we do not know if any students are among the victims.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. The campus lockdown has since been lifted. It's unknown if any arrests have been made. There was a shooting inside a church in Aurora, Colorado. Police say the attack that killed a woman and injured two men wasn't random. They say the male suspect, who remains at large, had a relationship with one of the victims. It got loud last night outside City Hall in Minneapolis. People in their cars honked their horns to protest the shooting death of a black man by police. Amir Locke was killed Wednesday after a SWAT team stormed his apartment. Police say he was holding a loaded gun. The city's mayor has imposed a moratorium on no-knock warrants. No signs of de-escalation as Russian forces gather near Ukraine's border.
Fox News has learned Russian President Vladimir Putin has in place 70% of the military forces he needs for a full invasion. The number of Russian battalion tactical groups on the border has increased to 83, up from 60 battalions just 2 weeks ago.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, to justify an invasion, U.S. officials believe Russia could stage attacks by Ukrainian forces. More than 4,000 Americans died yesterday from COVID-19, and Johns Hopkins University says more than 901,000 have died since the pandemic started. President Biden says each soul is irreplaceable. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Demands for upgraded charges in Mississippi, where two white men are accused of chasing and shooting at the black driver of a delivery van. Lawyers for Demontario Gibson say Gregory Case and his son Brandon should both be charged with attempted murder. Gregory is charged with conspiracy. Brandon is charged with shooting into a motor vehicle. Gibson wasn't hurt, but the incident in Brookhaven last month has sparked complaints of racism. Jury selection is set for Monday in Georgia, where a white father and son convicted of killing a black man face federal hate crime charges.
A day after Greg McMichael backed out of his guilty plea to avoid a federal hate crime trial, his son Travis McMichael has followed suit. Jury selection is set for Monday, with the McMichaels and their neighbor Roddy Bryan facing hate crime charges. The reversal came days after a judge rejected the terms of a plea deal between defense attorneys and prosecutors after Ahmaud Arbery's family strongly objected. Arbery was killed almost 2 years ago after being chased by the three men through a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood. Travis and Greg McMichael were convicted of murder in a state trial in November and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Brian, who shot video of the shooting, was given life with parole. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
He has been found guilty again.
I am very disappointed in the jury's verdict. I look forward to a full adjudication of all of the issues on appeal.
Embattled lawyer Michael Avenatti was convicted on Friday by a jury in New York City of cheating porn star Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 she was supposed to get for writing a book. Back in 2020, Avenatti was convicted of trying to extort Nike for millions of dollars and is yet to begin serving a 2.5-year prison sentence. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.